Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your Bluegrass Briefing for Monday, March 25th, 2024. Your regular weekly update on what's going on in the world of bluegrass and string band music. And just a quick update on what's been on the podcast, in case you've missed it. Had a great chat with Bill Amatneek, former bass player of the David Grisman Quintet, about the book he's written about Tony Rice, Discovering Tony Rice. Really enjoyed that one. Fascinating, as always, talking about Tony, but really enjoyed talking to Bill as well. I had a lovely conversation with him, just touched on all sorts of stuff around Tony and his playing and his influence and the time Bill spent with him, and that was really cool. So go and listen to that if you missed it. Coming out this week, we have an interview with Lindsay Liu. Another sort of like really interesting conversation, kind of went a bit deeper than just how the album came together. We're talking about her latest album, Queen of Time, which I absolutely love. And we chat about all sorts of things, you know, about some of her approach to creativity, just some of how you find yourself as an artist and what an ongoing process that is. We also talked about her recent trip over here with Transatlantic Sessions, and, you know, what she learned from that, and just a sort of really wide-ranging, really interesting conversation. I really, really enjoyed it. So do check that out. That's coming out on Wednesday. And just one final thing is you may have noticed if you listen to the podcast on Apple, there is a subscription version of the podcast available now. Just something I'm trying out. It's a way of people supporting the podcast. It's a way of you listening to it without the ads. I think particularly for the tunes, to get the ads out of the way at the beginning is good. And if you don't want the interviews interrupted by the ads in the middle, it will get rid of those too. Most of the episodes are now up there ad-free. I'll be adding the rest over the next week or two. But yeah, it's $2.99 a month, and it's a way of you being able to support the podcast and also listen to it ad-free. And it's just something I'm trying, just to raise a bit of funds to cover the costs and keep this going. I'll tell you a bit more about that in time, but it's up there. You may notice it there now. But that is it for podcast news. We're going to move on to news and announcements, which we call Church Street News. And the first bit, really, and the only bit of news, in fact, this week, Christina Gaddy's book, Well of Souls, fascinating history of the sort of African roots of the banjo, and the banjo as a ritual instrument as well as an instrument of entertainment. Just a fascinating history of the banjo, sort of pre it becoming a bluegrass instrument, really, and just so much cool, interesting content in there. I interviewed Christina about it back in September 2022, and the book was out in hardback then, and the book's out in paperback in a couple of weeks, and I'm really aware that with books coming out in paperback, they get a much bigger audience. So I'm going to put the interview out again, but I'm going to speak to Christina in the meantime and just have a chat about what the reception to the book was like and how things have been since then. So there'll be like an updated version of that interview. I know a lot of you would have missed it because it was a year and a half ago, but also I think it'd be nice to revisit and see like what's gone on since that book came out. It's a weird thing, publishing. Imagine if music came out as a deluxe vinyl edition and you had to wait a year and a half to get the CD. It'd be very odd. This whole hardback paperback thing is weird, but it's another chance for this book to get an audience, which is a brilliant thing because I loved it and I love the chat I had with Christina, and so we're going to push that out again. But yes, I'll let you know when the book's actually out for you to buy, but yeah, didn't want to let that one slip by sort of unannounced. So yeah, we'll put that out again in a couple of weeks, but that's it for news and announcements for this week. Let's move on to The Grass Is New. And there's quite a bit of new stuff this week. There's a new single called Make Hay from Rebecca Frazier. Rebecca, I'm sure many of you know, is the first woman ever to be featured on the cover of Flatpicking Guitar Magazine. Singer, songwriter, great flatpicker. She's been a bit quiet. There's a new single out. It's actually out today, I think, the 25th, Monday the 25th. So as I record this on Sunday, it's not out yet, so I haven't added it to the playlist. But if it is up tomorrow before the playlist and the episode go out. I will add it. I've had a listen, really enjoyed it. To Rebecca Frazier's single Make Hay, do go and check that out. Thomas Cassell has got a new single called Wish I Was a Railroad Train. Also great, also on the playlist. I really enjoyed Thomas's stuff. Looking forward to hearing more from him. And a couple of new records out in the sort of general string band adjacent space, I guess. Aoife O'Donovan has a new album called All My Friends. There's a track from that on the playlist. I've listened to a little bit of that. I'd love to sort of dig into that a bit more. I haven't had a chance to properly listen to that yet, but she's always interesting. So the new Aoife O'Donovan record, All My Friends, and Sierra Ferrell, also her new record, Trail of Flowers, is now out. And there is a song from that also in the playlist. And finally, something from Benson. They've got a new single out now, and that's Wayne and Kristen Scott Benson, and it's their version of the song Louise, also on the playlist. So Rebecca Frazier, Make Hay, Thomas Cassell, Wish I Was a Railroad Train, Benson's Louise, and Aoife O'Donovan and Sierra Ferrell's records, All My Friends and Trail of Flowers. So lots of new stuff out. Some of it sort of pretty straight bluegrass, some of it adjacent, some of it with a foot a little bit further out of the circle. So a really nice range of stuff. Do go and check that out. The playlist, if you're not aware of it, is called The Grass Is Mostly New. It is on Spotify, and there is a link to it in the show notes. So do go and check that out, because over the course of the year, it builds up a lovely little collection of new things for you to listen to and some older bits and pieces too. That is it for The Grass Is New. We're going to move on to Scroll On Buddy. And this is the bit of the podcast where I just talk about something I've said on social media that may have slipped by you, and it's something that slipped by me. This is something from 2015 that I can't believe I've never seen, but I haven't. It's Punch Brothers covering Just What I Needed by The Cars, and I can't believe this has been around for 9 years and I haven't seen it yet, so that was great. Somebody posted it in a Punch Brothers Facebook group. I'll put a link in the show notes, you can go and check it out. I really enjoyed it. I love seeing Punch Brothers cover stuff. I love seeing most people cover stuff. It's just a really interesting insight into like how bands approach stuff, but I loved it, so that was really cool. Do go and check that out if you're a Punch Brothers fan or a Cars fan or just like good music. And the final bit is just what's been in my ears this week, and just in the run-up to doing the interview with Lindsay Liu earlier in the week, I've been listening to Queen of Time a lot. Came out sort of latter half of last year, September I think it was. I listened to it quite a bit when it came out, and it's actually nice to do an interview sort of a while after the record comes out, because sometimes I'll listen to something I love when it comes out and then new stuff comes out and you get a bit, and it made me go back and dig into it again and put the headphones on and really have a listen, and you know, and it's such a good record. So good. So you'll hear a bit more about that on Wednesday when the interview comes out. But yeah, I've been listening to Lindsay Liu this week and very much enjoying it. But that is it for this week. All the usual stuff applies. Go to bluegrassjamalong.com for all the episodes, all the backing tracks, chord sheets, all of that stuff. It's all there. You can also get in touch with me, matt@bluegrassjamalong.com. Please do. Tell me things. Ask me things. Always nice to hear from people. I've had a couple of messages this week about the Bill Amitnik and Michael Jonathan episodes, and it's always nice to get a bit of feedback and just know what people enjoyed, really. So that's it. I will see you all in another week. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.